Our scripture for today is taken from 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 7. Now I'm going to read verses 5 and 6 and then go to 9 and 10. I'm going to read them as if they're together, right? So when you're following along, we'll be reading 5 and 6 and then I'll just go directly to 9. I don't want you to wonder where I went, because I do chase rabbits sometimes. So anyway, I'll be reading 5 and 6, 9 and 10, all right? Today I want to talk a little bit about something that all of us either have currently or have had and most likely will have again in our lives at one time or another, and that is... those are problems, right? We wake up every day, whether the problem is small, or what, you know, maybe, I guess I don't want to call that small, but whether it's a problem of just simply getting out of bed, or whether it is a problem with our marriage, or whether it's a problem with a sickness, all of us in a wide range, right, have problems that we are trying to deal with on a daily situation. So where do problems come from, and what do we do about those problems? You know, as I read the Apostle Paul, it seems like that no one knew more about problems and hardships than he did, right? And one reason I believe that he faced such tremendous obstacles and he had such tremendous challenges in his life was because he was always doing so many great things for the Lord. I mean, he wrote over half of the New Testament, right? No wonder the enemy was constantly fighting against him. I believe that God has called us here at First Church to do some unusual, to do some exciting, to do some extraordinary things for God and for the kingdom of God, as well as we stand at the crossroads of people's lives. Amen. So let's not be too surprised if the enemy fights us on these ministries. Now, you just have to know that when you make small plans, you can expect small problems, right? Small plans equal small problems. When you've got a strong desire to do great things for the Lord, and you step out in faith and you dream big dreams, you make big plans, it is then that you can expect the enemy to fight you in a big way with big problems. This is why you've heard the church say so many times that if you're comfortable where you are, you're probably not doing enough for God, right? Because whenever you're uncomfortable, whenever there's issues in your life, that's because you're right up there on the front line and the enemy is making sure that you're uncomfortable with those, that you will maybe lose track and turn left when God wants you to turn right. And that's why the Apostle Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Life is a fight if you're doing something for God. Amen? I'd love to be able to stand up here and tell you that if you serve God, you'll never have another problem. Can I get an amen on that one? I would love to be able to tell you that. I can't tell you how many people I have told that came into my office with an issue. I just says, I wish I could wave a wand and take it away. Actually, I really do wish I could wave a wand and take it away. But it is just wishful thinking, right? God never promised us that we'd have a problem-free life without any challenges. As a matter of fact, it seems like Jesus told us just the opposite. And it's not a very good marketing plan when you think about it. In John 16:33, he said, in this life, you're going to have all kinds of trouble, hardships, trials, frustrations, but don't get discouraged. Don't let that get you down. Don't lose heart. Just always stay full of joy and keep your eyes upon me, Jesus said, for I have overcome the world and I'm not going to allow it to harm you. See, problems don't have anything to do with how spiritual you are, or how dedicated, or even how committed you are. Problems are simply a part of life, right? We live in a fallen world. This is not the world, the same world that God created, right? It says right in the Bible that this is not the world because of sin, right? If you remember, God said it is good before sin entered the world, right? So this is not the world. We, honestly, the human race is not the human race that God created because we live after the fall. So problems are simply a part of life and everybody has to face them. Everyone. Some people get a chip on their shoulder because they think they've been dealt a raw deal, right? Maybe some of you today are facing great difficulties because of circumstances that are totally out of your control. You didn't have anything to do with it. It truly wasn't your fault. Maybe it's a life-threatening disease. Maybe your spouse walked out on you. Maybe your company is downsizing. I don't know what it is, but all of us in life, either large or small, face challenges, right? So what is your response to your problems? What is your response? It's interesting to me that the more and more I think about this and pray about it and study about it, the important thing is not the problem. Have you ever thought about that? The important thing is not the problem, it's how you respond to the problem that really matters. You got that? Problems responded to correctly in your life will advance you forward in your walk with the Lord. They will make you stronger. They'll make you more mature. They will eventually even, well, let me put it this way, even large adversaries and large obstacles will be relatively easy for you to overcome. God doesn't send the difficulties. I want you to hear that. That is my belief, and I'm sticking to it. God does not send the difficulties. God doesn't send the problem. But He will use any situation we face in life to mature us and to develop us and to draw us closer to Him. You remember 8:28, Romans 8:28? Paul says, "We know that all things work together for good for those who," what? Keep going. So we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. God will not waste any of your adversities. God will not waste any of your adversities. God will turn it around and get some good out of it. If you let Him, and if you have that right attitude, right? How about Romans 5? Paul says, "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to His grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God." And not only that, Paul says, "but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Amen? Now, the word problem comes from the Greek word, forgive me if you speak Greek, provlema. And it means to drive or throw forward. So if you think, put that in a sentence, our problems can drive or throw us forward. Right? And one thing I can tell you for certain, problems never leave us the same. Amen? You'll either advance or you'll retreat. I'm sure each of us have done both of those things At some point in our life, we've probably advanced, become more wise, and at other times we have retreated and just didn't have the energy or the courage to fight it, right? Is that an honest statement? You can come out stronger with a greater confidence in God and His Word. On the other hand, you can come out weaker, less confident, and possibly even a little angry and bitter on the inside. But nobody stays the same after a problem. And only you can choose which road you're going to go down. The best way to deal with a problem is to, can you guess what it is? Yeah. But even more raw than that. We just have to deal with it, right? We have to deal with our problems. We can't let them sit out there and fester, can we? So many times in life, we try to ignore them. We sweep it under the rug and deny that it exists. But unfortunately, most of the time, problems don't automatically disappear. I've been a problem for 23 years, and Jamie says, believe me, I do not disappear. Most of the time, we get worse, don't we? Most of the time, problems get significantly worse when you don't deal with them. Failing to deal with things in your life that you know aren't right, that aren't pleasing to God, it's only going to cause you much more pain and heartache in the future. The size of the problem isn't important. What is important is your perspective of the size of the problem. It's your perspective that will greatly determine your success or failure in dealing with that problem or challenge. And so what is your perspective of the problem or problems that you are facing today? What's your perspective? What is your perspective of the problem? Many times our perspective is swayed because we're right in the middle of it, right? It's the old saying, you can't see... Well, what is that old saying? You can't see the forest for the trees. You can't see the storm. Whatever it is, I've lost track of it. Don't live by it, so I guess I forgot it. It's our perspective of the size of the problem that is important in our lives. One perspective is that the problems we face in life are indeed solvable. God bless you. Another perspective is that the problems we face in life are that we're facing are just too big or too difficult. They're unsolvable. I mean, it's things like this. You say, Eric, my marriage is just too far gone. Too much water is under the bridge. We can't ever love each other again. We're headed for divorce. Or, Eric, I'm just so deep in debt, I can't see the bottom. I guess I just make God mad sometimes. He's never going to help me out of this. However, what I believe that there is a more biblical perspective that is that maintains a positive attitude. I guess it would help if I read what I wrote, of faith regardless of circumstances. I believe a more biblical perspective is one that always maintains a positive attitude of faith regardless of the circumstances. This perspective says, for God all things are possible, Matthew 19:26. For God, all things are possible. And I'm coming out of this mess in the name of Jesus. There's no weapon that is formed against me that is going to prosper. Right? And this thing has come to pass. It hasn't come to stay. Right? The Bible says in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of all of them. Are you facing problems today? Are you facing what seems to be improbable circumstances, impossible circumstances? Does it seem like the whole world has come against you and you just can't see any way out? Then friend, you need to keep Psalm 118 in your mind. Though all the nations of the world attack me, and even though they surround me and swarm me like bees, even though they blaze up against me like a roaring flame, yet I will march out behind God's banner, and God will protect me, and God will help me to overcome. You did your best to kill me, O my enemy, but the Lord has helped me. Amen? He is my strength and song in the heat of battle, and now He has given me victory. I don't know, boy, if you don't get chills going down your back when you hear that, you need to go to the doctor. A biblical perspective of the problems we face in life is to maintain an attitude that says, I don't care what I face in life. I know no matter how hopeless or no matter how impossible it may seem in the natural, I have a God that is well able to see me through. God is the great I am and has everything I need. And if God doesn't have it, then God can create it, right? God has created everything that is, the entire universe. So our problems really are not that big when you compare what God has done in the entire universe. You've got to develop an unshakable confidence in God. You've got to be fully convinced that there is nothing too hard for our God. Let's read that together. You've got to be fully convinced that there is nothing too hard for our God. You've got to know that you know that you know that God loves you with an everlasting love. And God's personally concerned about every one of us. He knows your needs before you ask. He knows the number of hairs on your head. God knows your words before you speak them. Psalm 139. God's planned every day of your life before you were even born. This perspective is that the problems we face are temporary. Problems are temporary. Rick Warren, in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, says that as followers of Jesus, earth is not our ultimate home. It explains why some of God's promises seem unfulfilled. Some prayers seem unanswered, and some circumstances seem unfair. This is not the end of the story. Realizing that life on earth is just a temporary assignment should radically alter your values. Problems will not last forever. They will come to pass. The wrong perspective is that problems we face are permanent. I'm never going to get out of this mess. That just leads us to despair and frustration, right? The right perspective is that every person in life faces problems, and that's just a part of life. We have got to deal with it, and it's how you deal with it that is important. The wrong perspective is I'm being singled out, I'm being cheated, life's not treating me fair, I'm a victim. Listen, problems can make you better or they can make you bitter. I like that. You might want to write that down because that's probably the last real wise thing that you'll hear out of my mouth. Problems can make you bitter or they can make, better or they can make you bitter. Problems can challenge you or they can control you. Problems can stretch us or they can stop us. What is your choice? I want to say it again. It's not the size of the problem. It's your perspective of the size of the problem. With the wrong perspective, you will let the smallest, most insignificant obstacle keep you in defeat for an entire lifetime. But with the biblical perspective, you will defeat and overcome some of the most incredible obstacles that you ever dreamed possible. So, problems are short-lived, problems are temporary, but also problems are opportunities in disguise. Problems are opportunities in disguise. You should view each challenge that you face in life as a God-given opportunity to grow and advance in your walk with the Lord. I have a beautiful picture of a coastline, which I couldn't find for today. I don't know what we did with it. But it has huge granite islands just off the coast. And this is what the subtitle says. Opportunity. The block of granite, which was an obstacle in the path of the weak, becomes stepping stones in the path of the strong. The block of granite, which was an obstacle in the path of the weak, becomes a stepping stone in the path of the strong. That's a powerful thing for me. Let your problem, let those adversities and hardships in your life be an opportunity that drives you to a deeper understanding of who God really is. Let them drive you to a greater depth and maturity in your faith. 1 Peter 1 talks about how the genuineness of your faith is tested and tried by fire and suffering various trials. It will come out as pure gold, and it will bring much praise and honor and glory to God. Also, Malachi 3:2 speaks of the refiner's fire and how your faith will be purified. Even though God does not send the difficulties, He can use your trials and refine and purify your faith so you can be presented to the Lord in righteousness. Untested faith has very little value. But faith that has been tested and tried in the furnace of affliction is one of the most precious possessions a person can ever have. In your darkest night, when you feel the weakest and it looks the most hopeless and you feel so lonely, know that your loving Creator, your loving parent and friend is as close as the very breath that you breathe. All you have got to do is call out to God. David said in Psalm 18, "The sorrows of death encompass me, and the pains and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. But in my distress I called out to the Lord, and He heard my voice, and He reached down from heaven and brought me out of my great trial. He rescued me from the deep waters. He delivered me from a strong enemy. And now He has turned my darkness into light. Now in His strength I can march out and attack any troop and scale any wall, because He has given me the victory in every single battle." Isn't that awesome? Friends, God wants to do the same thing for you. I know that some of you think you are surrounded by incredible, incredible problems. Your life seems to be a big mess. You don't see how you can get out of it. Listen, quit looking at your present day circumstances, folks, and get your eyes on your all-powerful, Almighty Creator of the universe. You've heard me saying this before, you've heard me say it before, but I want to say it again. I don't have it in there. Quit talking to God about how big your problems are, and start talking to your problems about how big your God is. Quit talking to God about how big your problems are, and start talking to your problems about how big your God is. Remember, challenges never leave us the same. So don't get negative and bitter and start blaming God or blaming other people. If we do that, we're playing right into the enemy's hands. That's exactly what he wants you to do. You've got to make it backfire on him. You've got to use... Oh, there it is. Use those adversities as stepping stones to get you closer to God. God is looking for people in these last days that have a never say die attitude. People that are strong-willed and determined. People that are resilient. People that have a made-up mind that nothing's going to hinder them in their walk with the Lord. So, what are problems? Remember what I said first? Problems are temporary. Problems are temporary. What was the second thing that I said? Problems are opportunities in disguise, right? I want all of you to go out of here today knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that no problem you face is bigger than our God. Can you do that? Let's say that together. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no problem I face is bigger than our God. Okay, now that you know what we're saying, let's get a little gusto behind it, all right? I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no problem I face is bigger than our God. All right, now let's put the emphasis on no problem. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no problem I face is bigger than our God. Now let's put the emphasis on God. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no problem I face is bigger than our God. Amen. Don't listen to those voices of discouragement, folks. Say, just like David said, in your darkest moment, God's light is going to burst forth, and God is going to make a way where there is no way. God is going to bring you through triumphantly and victoriously for His glory. Amen? Amen.